Trans women are men, Richard Dawkins warns transgenderism is undermining scientific truth. By Kurt Zindelka on September 27, 2025. British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins has declared that trans women are men and that transgender ideology is a part of a broader movement to undermine scientific truth. Speaking to London's Daily Telegraph on the launch of his recently released book, The War on Science, leading atheist and emeritus fellow of New College, Oxford, Richard Dawkins decried the infiltration of postmodernism and transgenderism in academia. Both politics and personal feelings don't impinge scientific truths, and that needs to be clearly understood. I feel very strongly about the subversion of scientific truth, he told the British broadsheet. I think part of what's happened is the move of academia towards postmodernism, which is pernicious, and probably does account for the current vogue for the nonsense lie that sex is a spectrum. There's this postmodern hubris which presumptuously and falsely dismisses science as a social construct. The human conceit here is the idea that personal feelings can change reality. I draw the line at the belligerent slogan "trans women are women" because it is scientifically false. When taken literally, it can infringe the rights of other people, especially women, he said. Dawkins continued, it logically entails the right to enter women's sporting events, women's changing rooms, women's prisons and so on. So powerful has this postmodern counterfactualism become that newspapers referred to her penis as a matter of unremarked routine. Dawkins also warned of a chilling effect of woke ideology within the publishing industry, reporting that he has been told by publishers that younger members of staff often attempt to dictate which ideas are promoted or proscribed. Within this censorship culture, Dawkins said the transgender lobby in particular has displayed astonishing viciousness and are often very dogmatic and hectoring. J.K. Rowling can look after herself, but you look at the way they hounded Kathleen Stock out of Sussex University, and it's always women who suffer, he noted. However, the evolutionary biologist said that thankfully, the fashion is finally on the wane, at least in Britain. Indeed, in April, the UK Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling, finding that the concept of sex is binary. A person is either a woman or a man. The Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, later said the ruling meant that public-facing spaces, such as hospitals, restaurants, and shops, should not allow biological males into female-only spaces, regardless of whether they have a so-called gender transition certificate. The ruling from the Supreme Court came in the wake of a major report from leading British pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass, which found that gender-affirming care for children, such as the use of puberty-blocking drugs, was built on shaky foundations. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.